This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. As we go through life, I wonder if you've stopped to ask yourself a question. This is the intriguing question. Am I a grabber and a clutcher? What am I talking about? Do I hang on to things so tightly in life, the things that I want, I hang on to them so tightly? I think by nature, we probably all are grabbers and clutchers. I read this story, which I found quite intriguing. When we were just a newborn infant, like all babies, you came out of your mother's womb with your hands closed, and every time somebody put their little finger by yours, you'd wrap your hand around it, hang on to it, not let it go. And then as you got older, a toddler, you started grabbing rattles and toys. Another kid came in your direction, and they wanted to take it away, and you said, "It's mine," and you held on. Then you went to school, and you held on to the things that mattered. High school, you hung on to the hand of a special girl or a boy. You were not going to let that go. And then as you got older, there was different stuff. You might have even got a diploma that you held with your hands. You might have started a career and you grabbed the lowest rung on the corporate ladder and you hung on. You reached another ladder. And since then, you've been climbing ladders and clutching the rings. Someday, retirement will come and you'll hang on to the golf clubs or the gardening tools and your social security. And when you come to the end of your life, you'll start hanging on to walkers and canes. And then do you know what happens to some people in the final moments of their life? They clutch the edge of the hospital bed. They hang on so tightly. And then, only when they die, do they finally relax their grip. Now, that's some thoughts from an American preacher. I think it's great stuff. We're so busy in life that we're out to grab all we can, to get what we want in life, to never let go of fear of losing it. And the day will come when we'll have to relax our grip and let go. Clutching. Are you a clutcher? Do you grab onto things? I want you to think just now about the open and giving hands of God. Think about it. God, when he formed the world, fashioned it with his hands. He created the world, which was very good. He opened his hands. His creation was given to those as a gift. And throughout the history of God's people, again and again, God has opened his hands. Just read the New Testament and the Old Testament. For example, in Psalm 145, verse 6, it says that God opened his hand to satisfy the desires of every living thing. And you know what? That's never changed. God's goodness and generosity continues day by day. Jeremiah, the prophet, said, "God's compassion never fails. They are new. His compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness." In the New Testament, James goes on to talk about every good and perfect gift. It's a result of God's open-handed giving. You see, bound up in the very heart of God is this desire to open his hands and almost shower us with his goodness. It's unlimited. Our God is a great giver. And that's the amazing thing. God never stops giving. Have you ever taken time, just lately, the last few days, to consider what God's given you? What about your friends and your family? These are very important things. So I'm talking about a giving God, a God who opens his hand. When Jesus came to earth, he saw the needs of the people. And it is amazing. Jesus opened his hands. He taught, he healed, he touched, he fed people, he loved people. He freed people from their sins. For example, he says, "Everyone who drinks the water I give him will never thirst. I will give them eternal life. They'll never perish." And then Jesus gave this wonderful description of peace. "My peace I give you. I don't give it as the world gives. Don't let your heart be upset and troubled. Do not be afraid. Come to me if you're feeling weary and burdened." And then finally, Jesus opened his hands on the cross. His hands were nailed to the cross for us. Thank you, dear Lord, that you've got open hands. Your hands are loving, willing to come to us. So just teach us, Lord, to trust you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.